This is The Brief from Verity for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Melissa Topshire with today's top stories. In Germany, an army captain admits spying for Russia. At his espionage trial, a German army captain admitted to spying for Russia, driven by fears of nuclear escalation in Ukraine. He confessed to approaching Russian diplomatic entities to offer cooperation and providing them with sensitive military documents. The pro-establishment narrative views this as part of a broader Russian effort to undermine Germany, praising Berlin's counter-espionage actions. The establishment critical viewpoint sees it as overhyped, suggesting Germany is using the case to justify a hardline stance against Russia, serving U.S. interests rather than its own. A former NSA employee is sentenced for attempting to sell Russia's secrets. Jera Dalkey, a former U.S. National Security Administration employee, was sentenced to nearly 22 years for attempting to sell classified information to Russia. Dalkey, an Army veteran, communicated with an FBI agent posing as a Russian operative, offering top-secret documents for $85,000. The pro-establishment perspective suggests the FBI's successful sting operation showcases the robustness of U.S. counterintelligence efforts. Establishment critical voices say this case highlights perceived hypocrisy in the U.S.'s stance on espionage and freedom. Netanyahu says Israel will enter Rafah with or without a hostage deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his intention to launch an operation into Rafah, regardless of progress on a hostage deal or ceasefire. This stance aligns with demands from groups representing affected Israeli families. The pro-establishment view warns that an Israeli offensive in Rafah could exacerbate the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, urging a more measured approach despite U.S. support. Conversely, the pro-Israel stance argues for decisive action to combat Hamas, portraying it as a necessary move to secure Israel's safety and conclude military objectives. Meanwhile, the pro-Palestine perspective criticizes U.S. involvement and the continuous impact on Gaza's civilians, suggesting a bias in the Israeli-U.S. strategy that exacerbates regional tension. News from campus protests as further arrests are made across the U.S. Dozens of pro-Palestine protesters were arrested across multiple U.S. universities, including Columbia, where they faced potential expulsion for barricading Hamilton Hall. This nationwide movement has led to approximately 1,000 arrests linked to demonstrations demanding divestment from Israel due to the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The pro-establishment narrative criticizes the protesters for creating unsafe environments on campuses, asserting the necessity of administrative actions to maintain order and protect all students. Conversely, the establishment critical narrative views these protests as continuation of historic civil rights movements, emphasizing the peaceful nature of most demonstrations and the significance of their cause to the younger generation. The Philippines accuses the PRC of damaging a vessel in the South China Sea. The Philippine Coast Guard has accused the China Coast Guard of aggressive behavior in the South China Sea, including using water cannons against Philippine vessels near the Scarborough Shoal. The anti-China point of view sees these actions as part of China's broader assertive policy in the region, punishing neighboring countries toward the West. The pro-China perspective defends the actions as protective of sovereignty, accusing Manila of escalating conflicts with external backing. Ecuador is suing Mexico over asylum for a former vice president. Ecuador is suing Mexico at the International Court of Justice for granting asylum to Jorge Glass, Ecuador's former vice president, convicted of corruption. The lawsuit follows a dramatic raid on Mexico's embassy in Quito, where Glass sought refuge. Ecuador accuses Mexico of violating international law, while Mexico demands a UN suspension for Ecuador until it apologizes. Some observers suggest that Ecuador defends its actions to maintain sovereignty and enforce its laws against Glass. Others state that Mexico insists on legal redress for the raid, emphasizing respect for diplomatic premises. News from the UK, where Djibouti allegedly detained and deported a Tory lawmaker. British Member of Parliament Tim Lawton was reportedly detained and deported by Djibouti due to his criticisms of China and its human rights record. Lawton, known for his stance against China's action in Tibet and toward the Uyghurs, linked his deportations to China's significant investment in Djibouti, including infrastructure and military projects. Critics of China argue Beijing's influence in Africa is an urgent geopolitical issue for the West, while proponents of China's viewpoint say African engagements are beneficial to the global community, focusing on development and regional integration. An establishment critical viewpoint critiques the West's longstanding treatment of Africa and urges a reframing of more respectful relations. Trump is fined $9,000 for violating a gag order. Judge Juan Merchan fined former President Donald Trump $9,000 for violating a gag order in his New York hush money case, highlighting social media posts about key trial figures. Trump may face jail if violations continue. Anti-Trump perspectives criticize Trump's defiance, suggesting stricter penalties. Pro-Trump viewpoints defend his right to express views, calling the case a witch hunt. SCOTUS rejects Elon Musk's challenge to an SEC. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined Elon Musk's appeal to overturn a settlement with the SEC, which requires his tweets about Tesla to be pre-approved. This decision upholds a lower court ruling. Musk had argued that the agreement, stemming from a 2018 tweet suggesting he had funding to take Tesla private, infringed on his First Amendment rights. Critics say the SEC is overreaching and stifling Musk's free speech, while supporters argue that enforcement is necessary to prevent misleading market communication. The U.S. government is testing ground beef for bird flu. The USDA is initiating tests on ground beef for H5N1 bird flu in states where the virus has appeared in dairy cows, including assessing the safety of cooked beef at various temperatures. Pro-establishment voices trust expert management and downplay human transmission risks, emphasizing safety measures like proper cooking and minimal human contact with infected animals. Establishment critical viewpoints call for more proactive health measures for farm workers, suggesting underreported human cases and urging government vigilance and worker self-reporting of symptoms. And that was the brief for Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. For more on this and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Melissa Topshire. Join me next time on The Brief.